Take your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6. The Bible says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." I want to preach on this thought just a few minutes tonight. I've got to be our help on the power of faith. The power of faith. Have you ever thought about faith? Amen. Ever thought about the power that is in faith? Faith is that unlocks the doors to God. Amen. That's what faith is. It's that unlocks the doors to God. If we're ever going to get to God, we got to have faith. Amen. Praise God. You got to have that faith. He says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." I was thinking about that in the study. There's a thousand ways, praise God, that you could be pleasing to God. But I want to say there's not one way that you can be pleasing to God without faith. We've got to have faith, praise God. We put our faith in Him. Our source of you say, why? Because the Bible tells us our source of faith is God. I mean, that's where faith comes from. It's God. It's a gift from God. That's what faith is. Amen. It's a result of God's grace to and for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Amen. So he said it's the gift of God, God's grace that comes to us, and He gives us that faith. He said that measure of faith, or in other words, I preached last week tonight on the ability to have faith. The ability to trust in something. Amen. And this something is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that we put our trust in. He is the power behind our faith. Without Him, we wouldn't have no power. And He has all power in heaven and earth. And He ministers it down to us as we need it. Amen. And in faith, we believe that, we accept that, we rely on that. And God begins to minister to us, praise God, and we begin to receive that faith, and we begin to grow with God. We have to have that measure of faith, praise God. We have to exercise our faith. We ought to exercise our faith. Our faith ought to be increasing. If we exercise our faith will increase. Our faith will become better and better. It's like, if you want to build up strength, you exercise, and through exercise, you get stronger. Hello? So if we exercise our faith, then our faith should be getting stronger. Hello? And you know what? You know God has a plan in that, because as you get older, you're going to need all the faith you can get. Amen? I'm just being honest. There'll come a time when we just got to quit putting our faith in us and what our abilities are and put our faith in the Lord. Amen? We ought to start doing it at a younger age. It would make us a whole lot better equipped when we get to our senior years. Amen? Of course, about everybody in here tonight's in their senior years, except for John and Samantha. Everybody else is getting up closer to that 60s mark. Well, Kevin Allison, they still youngins. Amen? But the rest of us, we're pushing the limit. Amen? We're getting up there where we're going to start needing all the faith that we can get. And so we start exercising it now, and it begins to help us for when we get older. Amen? We exercise faith. In Mark chapter number 9, remember the story? Mark chapter number 9, the fellow, I use this all the time. I love his story. This fellow has a son. He's got a demon in him. And that demon's all the time trying to kill him, tries to throw him in the water, tries to throw him in the fire. And he's just a demon in this boy's son. And he goes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he asked Him to, if He would, to cast him out. Amen? You know the story, and the Lord says, well, you can't. I can't if you believe. Let me just read it to you so I don't mess it up. Mark chapter number 9. He said, oftentimes, verse 22, he said, oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire. Now this is Father telling about Son, and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. Amen. What if you had a petition you was bringing for the Lord? What if it was something that you drastically needed? Amen. And Jesus spoke to your heart and said, well, if you can just believe it, you can have it. Amen? Do we have enough faith to believe it? Because God said if we can believe, we can have it. Do we have enough faith to believe it? Amen? We have to have faith to believe. That's faith. That's living faith. He said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen? So there's nothing left out. Everything is possible to those that believe. If there's something, if we have a need, if there's something in our life, praise God, that God needs to handle, he said, if we have faith to believe that he can, that he will, then we can have it. Because there's nothing impossible with God. Verse 24 says, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Amen. He said, I've got that measure of faith. The reason I'm here is because I know who you are, who you profess to be. I've seen, heard what you've done, and you're the reason I'm here. You're the reason I brought my son. I don't have any other option. You are my life's option. I've come to you. I pray because God, believe you can help me. He said, if thou willst believe, if thou canst believe. He said, if thou wilt do. Amen. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to believe. And he cried out with tears, said, Lord, I believe. But he said, help thou mine unbelief. Amen. He said, anything, praise God, anything that I can't get above, anything I can't get in control, any faith, praise God, that any ounce of faith that's weak in me, I want you to make it strong. I want to know, I want to realize, I want everybody else to know, praise God, that I believe you can. I've done tried every other option. I can't get no results. But God, I've come here because I believe you can. Have you ever been there? I wonder why is it we go that route? We'll take every avenue we know to get there, and then we'll finally just say, Lord, I need some help. This ain't working out good. Lord, I need your help, praise God. So in faith, we come to him, or in most of it ain't faith, it's in desperation. We finally come to the Lord, and we say, Lord, I need some help. This father says to the Lord, he said, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. If there's any ounce of unbelief, praise God, in me, I want you to take it away. Amen. The power of faith that we have, praise God. He said, we have what we have because of our faith. Because we believe, truly believe, that God can. We know that God's able. Is there anything impossible with God? Now, wait a minute. Before you answer that, is there anything that's impossible with God? Well, how do you know that? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know that because God says it and God can't lie. You see, dead right. God cannot lie. He said, there's nothing impossible with me. So if we truly believe, now church, if we truly believe that there's nothing impossible with God, then why don't we pray believing? He said, hey, listen, if you pray and say this, that this mountain be removed and cast into the depths of the sea, said it'll happen. He said, if you've got the faith of a grain of mustard seed, the smallest of seeds, he said, it'll be a done deal. But the question is, do we really have faith? Do we really believe that God can? Amen? There's nothing impossible with God. The Bible says that. So What impossibilities, praise God, is in our life that comes up and we say, well, you boy, I just don't know if God handled that or not. This may be too big for God. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? Now, I'm giving you straight out of the book tonight, people. Stay with me. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Huh? Amen. No. There is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with God. So he said, if we have faith and we believe, praise God, God hears our prayers and we have the petitions that we ask of him. that not Bible? I'm not stealing the book. Somebody say, please. Say amen. Amen. He said, we're still praying. He said, you have that you ask, if you believe.
Amen.
So I ask again, why is our prayers not being answered? Our faith is weak. Now, I covered this Sunday night. Man, if you wasn't here, you missed it. I was talking about those that have no faith, and those that have a little faith, and then those that have a great faith. Amen. But a lot of times Jesus told them, he said, hey, listen, let it be according to your faith. I guess whether we have no faith and you won't have no answer, have a little faith and you'll get a little answer. But he said, if you have a great faith, praise God, the answer's there. I'm still in the book. Amen. If things ain't being happening, if things ain't being answered, it ain't God's fault. It's our fault. That's why he said we should come together, bringing our supplications before him. Coming together, bringing our supplications before him. Did anybody hear what I said? I said coming together. That's why it kills me when people say, well, preacher, I don't need to go to church to worship. I can watch it on TV. It's not biblical. You can watch it on TV. There is TV evangelist, but it's not biblical. Amen? You're supposed to be a member of a church where you join in that church and you worship that church and you come to help that church. Because we come together to worship God. We come together to bring our prayers and our supplications before God. You say, well, preacher, you're meddling now. Where are you going with this? Whenever we bring our prayers and supplication for God, and somebody's got no faith. I'm not doing you, honey. Sometimes I wonder, but somebody's got no faith. Somebody's got a little faith. And somebody's got a great faith. So what happens? When you come together and you put that together, that person that has no faith, they're going to get a little bit of faith. They're going to be a little bit encouraged. That one's got a little bit of faith. He's going to get a little bit more faith. And those that have great faith is going to be an encouragement to one with no faith and a little faith. And the next thing you know, it gets out of the bank and we begin to believe that God can because God said so. Amen. Two and two makes four, youngins. When it comes together, we begin to believe God. Then God can. The Father said, yes, Lord, but he said, I do, but said, help my unbelief. Amen. The disciples said, why couldn't we cast this devil out of him? He said, because it comes with fasting and prayer. He said, it takes getting along with God, getting together and getting along with God. Amen. So anytime you get a bunch of people together, praise God, and saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The Bible said the devil has to flee. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder what happened. Them disciples instead of trying to do like the magicians and doing hocus pocus and trying to get that devil out of that little old boy. What if they had just fell down on their faces and put their arms around each other, around him, and just called on the name of Jesus? You said, well, he wasn't there. I want to say Jesus is always everywhere. And they had to get the calling on him, praise God. Jesus, help us. Lord Jesus, help us. This little boy, praise God, he don't deserve this. Oh, God, hear our plea and get the devil out of this boy. Amen. That old devil, praise God, he wouldn't have wanted to hang around. Hey, they didn't like him being around where Jesus was. Much less where the power of Jesus was being manifest. Amen. Where true faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ was being magnified. Praise the Lord. So we see the instance when we exercise our faith. Amen. So what can faith give you? What can faith do for you as an individual? Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you what it can do. It can make you a bold witness for the Lord. Amen. It can make you a bold witness for the Lord. Look over at 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Verse number 13. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 13 said, we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed. See, faith comes by believing. Faith comes by hearing and by believing. We hear it and we believe it. Amen. As a little girl sitting back there yesterday about where Tammy is, I believe, right in there somewhere. Amen. She made a statement about the young man that we were doing the service for. And it said, at the end of it, said, when we prayed, she prayed and asked Jesus to forgive her sins, may God to save her. And after the service, she told my wife, said, when the pastor prayed, he said, I prayed too, and I asked Jesus to save me. Amen. Why? Because she heard the message, praise God, and she asked the messenger to do something for her, and the messenger took it to the throne of grace, and grace magnificently saved her. Amen. Ain't that where salvation comes from? From the throne of grace? Praise God. He said, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. See, when we believe, if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, you get to the point you can't help it. You'll be looking for an opportunity to tell somebody about salvation. Amen. So if we have the power of faith, praise God, we'll have a praise God. That's what faith does for you. It gives you that Holy Ghost boldness in faith, praise God, to witness. Praise the Lord. To witness. The Spirit, he says, the Spirit of faith. Hello? You say, I'm a preacher? I didn't even realize there was a spirit of faith. Amen. Where do you think faith comes from? Faith comes from fear. How do you think we exercise if it don't come from somewhere? See, that fear, spirit of faith comes from the grace of God, comes from, it's ministered to us from God, because it's that gift of God. Praise God. He ministers to us, and it's that spirit of faith according as it's written. So it's according to word of what the Word says. So I ask you again, do we really truly believe God? You say, well, preacher, now that you spoke it that way, I guess I do sometimes, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm caught in unbelief. I just don't believe like I should. Amen. In other words, our faith is weak. And maybe sometimes we don't have any faith. Amen. Hey, I'm guilty. Amen. I'm guilty. These times, praise God, I hear different things in different circumstances, and I'm saying, oh my goodness. How in the world could God ever take care of that? Amen. But then the next thing you know, praise God, God's taking care of something a whole lot bigger than that. Because He's God. Because there's nothing impossible with Him. But He says it's written according to, He said a spirit of faith according as it's written. I believe, therefore I've spoken. He said that's where witness comes from. He said we believe God and said we just open our mouth, praise God, and the Holy Ghost God, the Spirit of God, it just comes out in us. Amen. That's why we can stand before God and say, Lord, I believe You. I believe You. I trust You. Praise God. Whatever happens, I'm just going to go with God. No matter what happens, I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to stay with God. I've heard people say that in all my life. Say they'll go, but I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to stay with God. The first little incident comes in their life, when they're gone, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. You finally hunt them down and they say, well, such and such hurt my feelings. Hello? Come on now. Amen. Hey, spring comes around, and my granddad said they're like honeybees. Said spring, they'll swarm. Because during the wintertime, somebody hurt their feelings. Amen. Hello? Faith brings you together. Faith gets you past your feelings. Praise God. Faith gets you to a place where you can stand with God, where you can have a bold witness for Christ Jesus. That's what faith can give you. Amen. Not only can it give you a bold witness, but it can give you a confidence of, praise God, in a time of fear. A confidence in a time of fear. Praise the Lord. You remember in Mark chapter number 5? In Mark chapter number 5, there was a young ruler by the name of Jairus. Jairus by name. Mark chapter 5, verse 22. And he said, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, talking about Jesus, he fell at his feet. Amen. And he said, besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Amen. So we see this ruler, this young ruler, praise God, Jairus by name, that tells us he was of the synagogue. He was a very religious man. Hello? I'm going to tell you something this evening. You can be very religious in your life, in the aspect of your life. You can be very religious in your life and not have any faith at all. Amen. I've known a lot of religious people in my life that don't have any faith at all. First little thing comes up and they just, whoa, they don't know what to do. They're very religious. They attend school, they attend Sunday school, they attend church, they're religious church goers. Amen. But they don't have faith. Amen. We see that Darius is there, praise God, and he comes to the Lord and he asks to say, hey, please, can you do this? And you know the story. It rocks on a while, and there's a woman with the issue of blood. He's got to take care of that and all that first. And while he's doing that, in verse number 35, he says, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter's dead, why troublest thou the master any further? Amen. So they comes up in the press, and he says that one of the servants of from Jairus' house, and he said, hey, listen, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further? Said, it's done. It's too late. They can't do nothing. Hey, there's no use. It's over. It's finished. You might as well, I just come to put my arm around you, love on you, and get you back to the house so we can plan the funeral. Amen. Like Job's friend. Amen. Okay. There's no use. There's no use troubling the master. Verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, did you ever think of Jesus as being an eavesdropper? Huh? Hello, come on. Don't look at me like you're surprised. Jesus is the ultimate eavesdropper. He hears everything you do and knows everything you think. Take that home with you. Amen. He knows everything. He knows every word you say. Every idle thought. Amen. But he heard this. Amen. He says, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Now watch this. What does he say? Only believe. Have faith. Amen. He said, you come here with a cause, praise God. Are you going back to the house without that cause being taken care of? Amen. He said, can you believe? See what? He didn't know. The bad news came to where J. Iris was. The thing that he dreaded the most, praise God, was brought out for the public. He said, hey, your daughter's dead. Why troubles the master? And Jesus said, be not afraid. Amen. He said, preacher, he got that bad news. Yeah, but the thing is, the good news was standing right behind him. Amen. Ain't it good, praise God, when you get that bad news and the good news is standing right there with you. Amen. Praise God. When the bad news comes, the good news is there. Bless His holy name. What a Savior. The gospel, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The resurrection and the life, praise the Lord, was right there. Amen. If she'd be dead, praise God, He was the resurrection. He is that life. Praise God. So even when confidence in the time of fear, praise God, when you don't know, when you're fearful, when you're afraid, amen. Praise God, Jesus would be right there. That confidence we have in Him. Praise the Lord. When you have a faith, when you have a bodily, something going on, when you need bodily healing, when you need healing for your body, for somebody else's body, Jesus is still there. Amen. We talked about a minute ago, remember the woman with the issue? Amen. She had done all that she could. Over in Matthew chapter number 9. She done all she did. She went to all the doctors. She had all the specialists. She spent every penny she had. And the Bible said she was none the better, but grew worse. Amen? None the better, but grew worse. And she comes up behind the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21 of Matthew 9. Said, for she said within herself, if I may touch His garment, I shall be whole. Amen? She said, if I can just touch His garment, if I can just reach out and touch Jesus, I'll be whole. I'll be clean. I'll be healed. Amen? Praise God. And Jesus turned to him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole two or three weeks down the road. Oh, what? Oh, and the woman was made whole from that hour. Amen? Right away, quick, with Mark would say, a nun, immediately, forthwith, praise, right now, praise God. When she come to the Master, when she come in faith, believing. Amen. She wasn't making a big deal. She thought, if I could just ease up behind Him and just touch, well, God, if I could see her on her hands and knees crawling through the crowd, them stepping on her fingers and stepping on her toes, and she's eating to get a hold and just touch the hem of His garment. Amen. She said, I could be whole. Praise God. And Jesus says, of course, in Mark, He said He perceived that the virtue had went out of Him. Amen. When she touched Him, He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. We have bodily afflictions. It'll take our faith to make us whole, to make us better, just believing that God can. Amen. Believing that God can. Praise God. Bless His name. Amen. James says it's the attitude of your heart that makes a difference. The attitude of heart is what grows our faith. It makes our faith real. Amen. It's the attitude of our heart. Look at James chapter number 5. Let me just show you real quickly. James chapter number 5. Somebody stole James. Just sure as the world. James chapter number 5. Look what James says. Now, he's talking about, let me just read it to you first. He says, is any among you afflicted? That'd make you sad, wouldn't it? If you was afflicted in this old body, it makes you sad. You're not happy when you're afflicted. Amen? He said, let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. So what he's saying here is that, what we are is the attitude of our hearts. Hello? You can think yourself sick. Amen? Or you can think yourself better. Amen? But just trust the Lord. He said, if any is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. When would you do that? You'd do that in faith. You know what? I got something going on here, and I don't know what to do about it. I've been to doctors, but Dr. Spock ain't helping me. So I need Dr. Jesus. Amen? So if you folks would, you come up here and you pray with me, praise God, so I can get some help from Dr. Jesus. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen? Did you get that? Amen. Anointing oil in the name of the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. That oil is a representation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By which God works, by the way. Hello? Send the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of what? Faith. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. In other words, that one that was even dying, praise God, it said a prayer of faith will save him. We've seen it in this church where doctors say, well, that's awful. You ain't going to make it. We got to do something drastic. Amen. But then Dr. Jesus shows up and he does that drastic stuff for us. Amen. Praise God. In a whole lot gentler fashion. Praise the Lord. And prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. We've seen the sick, praise God, is just about down. God come along. He touched them, praise God. He brought them up out of that, and now they're going to press it on for the glory of God. Amen. When we pray faith, when we believe. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen? A prayer of faith. Praise God. Not only will it heal the sick, praise God, it'll forgive the sinner. Amen. You get the sin, get the sickness out, praise God, you have a pretty good person then. You be running well. Praise the Lord. That's what faith can do. Amen. Faith can also give us assurance of eternal and glorious life, future. Amen. Faith, assurance, Lord Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus talking to Martha, John chapter number 11. In John chapter number 11, Lazarus has died, and Jesus knew it because he tarried until he had passed. And he said, go up here and wake him. And they said, hey, if he sleeps, he'd do us good. And he finally had just tell the disciple, he said, Lazarus is dead. He said, for your sake, I wasn't there. But he said, come on, let's go up. And then, of course, Thomas said, yeah, let's go up with him. So he's going to go up there and toward Jerusalem. They're going to kill him. And so we'll just go up there and die with him. Amen. I like old Thomas. Boy, he was really a good one to have with you. We'll just all go die. Amen. Positive people. Amen. But Jesus goes up there and Martha meets him along the way. And verse 21, she said, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Amen. He said, if you had only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Amen. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. Martha said, yeah, I know. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Amen. Ain't it amazing how we always, in our spiritual life, we always look way to the future. Why don't we start living our spiritual life in today? Amen. Our spiritual life should be today, not in the future. If we live it today, praise God, live it to the full today, we won't have to worry about it in the future. The future will take care of itself. Praise the Lord. Jesus said unto her, I am. That's that ego of me. That's I am. That's I am, I am. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Even though he's dead, praise God, he'll live. She said, if you'd only been here. He said, hey, listen, I'm here. I've always been here. I am the resurrection, I'm the life. Verse 26, he says this, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this. Amen. He says that several times in the book of John. I've told that to people before. Jesus said this. People don't believe me. He said, well, no, everybody has to die. I said, Jesus said that those that believe in him, believeth in me, shall never die. Amen. We just pass from one life into the other. This old body lays down, but the spirit and the life, the very life that's in us, praise God, it don't die. It goes on to be with God where he is. Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body goes back to dust which come, that the spirit goes to God who gave it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We took that little boy and laid him out here. Joseph laid him out here on the hill yesterday. That body's laying out here on the hill, praise God. But that spirit went back to God who gave it. Whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die, but believest thou this. Amen. He was talking present tense. He was talking right now. He said, if you believe in me right now, your brother ain't dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. She said, well, yeah, come down here and we'll show you where we laid him. He asked, he said, where have you laid him? Verse 34. And then he wept. He wept because of all the hearts that he saw broken. He wept because a whole lot of folks didn't know no better. And in verse 39, he says, take you away the stone. Amen. Martha's sister of him that was dead said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. That just shows you that's when the major decay gets in at 4 days. Amen. And Jesus said, I said unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Did anybody miss that? Jesus said, saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen. Or why we're missing the glory of God, why we're not seeing the glory of God, because we don't believe. We're not believing that God really can. Amen. Jesus goes on down and he prays a few words of prayer. Lifts up his eyes to his Father. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And thou hast heardest me always, but because of the people which he stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he hath thus spoken, he cried a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Praise God. He had to call him by name. But Jennifer, if he hadn't called him by name, the cemetery would have emptied. Amen. If he had just said, come forth. Praise God, they'd have come out of there and every crack and everywhere all over that place. Cemetery would have emptied that day. Amen. But Lazarus came up. He said, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, the assurance of an eternal and glorious future we have because of our faith, because of what we believe, the power of that faith. Amen. Let me give you one more and I'll hush. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. The Bible says this, verse 13. See, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Or in other words, that have died. That ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. See, they thought, well, the Lord was coming back, but he hadn't come back, and these had died, so they done missed out. They done missed out on the second coming of the Lord because they died before he got here. But he said, concerning them which sleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe, see, that's the key words. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus or have died will God bring with him. Amen. So what does that tell us? Where are they at now? They're with God, right? You can't bring something with you if you ain't got it. Hello? Amen? So those that have died, praise God, in Jesus are with God now. Their spirit was with God in heaven. Amen. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of God, and not by, in other words, by revelation, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a voice of archangel and a trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that are in the grave, dead. The dead in Christ. Those that were believers and died. Amen. Will rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, that's believers, shall be caught up together with them, those that died in Christ, that's coming with him. Amen. Shall be caught up together with them. That's that word harpazo. That's the rapture. Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. No more separation. A reunion, praise God, that's going to last forever. Amen. He said, if we have faith, that's the power of faith. That's what the power of faith gives us. It gives us this certainty. It gives us that blessed hope. He said, don't be without hope as some of the others. He said, because we have a hope, a glorious hope in Jesus Christ the Savior. Amen. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever. I don't know about you. I thank God for the removal, and I thank God for the reunion. But most of all, I thank God for that ever be with the Lord. That we'll ever be with Him forever and ever and ever. Praise God, be with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, where does that come from? That's the power of faith. That's power of faith. That's our faith believing God. And we exercise that by reading and studying and digging and looking and praying and seeking, praise God. And we get stronger day by day. And then we get that boldness, praise God, to witness for him. Say, you know what? Praise the Lord. Guess what I found out? Yeah, I like these young preacher boys that's just getting in, and they get to digging and reading. All of a sudden, God just enlightened. The Holy Spirit speaks to their hearts and shows them something, you know, that they'd never seen before, never recognized before. And they come to you and say, preacher, guess what I figured out? Yeah. Amen. It blesses your heart, praise God. And it just stirs them down their soul. They're seeing it for the first time. It's been, praise God, maybe something that we've known for a long time, but all of a sudden they get it. Or one of these little kids in Sunday school class, all of a sudden they'll get something, it just clicks, and it's like, wow! Amen. Fresh manna from heaven. Praise God, and it gives you that boldness. Gives you that confidence in fearful times, praise God, when you don't really know the end result. But you know who's in control, because it's the sovereign God. Man, when you have the effects in your physical body, you know that they still God. He said, according to your faith. I wonder if we get down and out and get ill and in a bad way. How's our faith? Amen. We just have to trust the Lord. Hey, like the old song is, Brother Jeff, we're a winner either way. We've got to come to the conclusion that we are a winner either way. Whether we go or whether we stay, we're a winner either way. Amen? Praise God, we get to witness and be a learn and study of Him a little while longer if we get to stay. And if we go out of here, praise God, we're just going to be with Him. Everything's going to be well. We'll be running in high gear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. Because He said that's the way it's designed to be. We have that blessed hope. We have that assurance of eternity. Praise God. We have a glorious eternal hope in Christ Jesus Lord. How do we have it? By the power of our faith. The question is tonight, how's your faith? How's your faith?